This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hello, I grew up in a southern transplant home that, while full of fun, was also full of manners and etiquette. Hey, we like that. That can be fun. I think the biggest of these lessons were to respect our elders and always say sir and ma'am when addressing adults. My chivalrous husband, who was also brought up with a unique set of manners, I like the use of the word unique there, is from New England. Hey! Where he is from, saying sir and ma'am is considered being a smart aleck and is not widely accepted or appreciated. As we approach the season of our life where we grow our family, I am not sure how to approach this topic and come to a good compromise. Is it really an old-timey or regional sentiment that isn't necessary anymore? And are there other ways to raise kind and respectful children without saying sir or ma'am? Should I push the issue? I know this is one small example of regional and familial differences, but I wanted to get this right as we pass along lessons to our children. Thanks for your help, sir and ma'am. Madam Southern Belle.
Aw. Well, thank you, Southern Belle, for your question. And thank you for the framing of your question. I love this idea of a mixed house of a New England etiquette and Southern etiquette household coming together, because these are the two regions that I oftentimes reference when I'm talking about this exact issue in our business training and our business seminars. Use of sir and ma'am is really perceived differently in different parts of this country. And
I'm going to break and just say that I'm not certain that in New England it's really considered smart alecky. It depends on how it's said.
I want to get to that.
If you say, oh, yeah. Well, yes, sir. That might be rather smart alecky, but if I say, sir, I was hoping you could help me with, I think that's very respectful, and I hear that around New England a lot.
As do I, and it's something that you hear much less up here, and I definitely notice when I'm at a cash register, someone calls me sir, being a young man. At first, I sort of enjoyed it. Now, I don't notice it quite so much, but it can be done as a sign of respect.
Absolutely.
You can say sir and ma'am in a way that shows respect and appreciation. And
in New England.
And I would definitely make a point of that, because you don't ever want to be behaving in a way that's smart alecky or that's got attitude.
But up here, we accept it. I mean, we are in New England, and we definitely, it is a sign of respect. I would not go so far as to say that
Absolutely.
In the North, we don't think it's a sign of respect.
The caution that we do give people yep. about being aware of the regional differences is that sir and ma'am can get overused, and it can
yes.
put you in a position where you're constantly putting yourself in a position of being below or less than someone
submissive,
if you use it all the
yeah.
time. Submissive is the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do it so automatically that you're doing that at times when it's maybe not necessarily appropriate to be doing that, or it's in social situations where people are really wanting to achieve that level of peers and colleagues with you, and it can start to get in the way of that. The fundamental principle here is that you show people respect, and you show people respect by addressing them how they want to be addressed. The manners question here is about regional differences, how you show that respect. And in the South, you're going to show it by saying sir and ma'am, and you're going to say that more routinely. In New England, you're going to pay more attention to the situation that you're in when you say sir and ma'am. You have to have some fluidity to do that well in different situations. And that's part of the challenge that we all face in the world today. And your kids are fully capable of that. Kids are remarkable. They're little sponges. They're mutable. You'd be surprised what they get away with in homes that aren't yours. For example, you can tell them it's really important to respect people and that you call people by the names and titles that they prefer. You can even talk to them about regional differences and that when we're down in the South visiting this family, you're going to say that all the time and everybody's going to love it.
So let's practice for a week before we go.
And when you head up north, acknowledge them they're going to hear it less
yeah.
and that they might not use it as much with their friends, but that it's perfectly okay if they want to say it with grandma and grandpa or whatever the particular limits or constraints that you want to put on it are.
Madam Southern Belle, we truly hope that that helps as you welcome children into your family and start bringing them up with wonderful manners.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.